T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:47 and 7 seconds, it must be time for a football fix. Gregor!
You didn't know you needed it.
Well, Malzy, was actually a big news night in the NFL. And to me, I mean, you had Saquon Barkley, his first carry in a Giants uniform went for something like 38 yards.
Does it count for like 2/3 since it was against Cleveland, or are we done making those jokes?
No, I think those jokes have just begun, given the first episode of Hard Knocks. We had that. We had Baker Mayfield with a couple touchdown passes. We had Nate Peterman, who didn't throw 5 interceptions. I don't know if you agree with me. We also had anthem protests during the anthem, I should say, around the league, including a couple of Philadelphia Eagles. But to me, the biggest story, and it's not close, is that Andrew Luck led his team on 2 field goal drives, threw the ball, took some hits, and kind of looked like Andrew Luck. That changes a lot of things with how I view the AFC, honestly.
Certainly that division gets more interesting for Jacksonville, who look to be the odds-on favorite. I would still pick Jacksonville to win that division because I think they have a vicious defense and a great overall team coming back. But yeah, I do think football-wise, Andrew Luck's the biggest story there. Did you start to wonder, like I did, that if he would ever look even remotely like the old Andrew Luck? I mean, just one game of him getting out there and playing, I didn't know if we would see it. It was the weirdest injury.
He didn't throw the ball for forever. Yeah. For like a year, it felt like he never lifted a football.
Wasn't the story with Casey Sadler, because we're going to talk Pirates in the 7 o'clock hour, that he went 1,200 days or some crazy number without pitching?
Yeah.
It felt like that for Andrew Luck. He was just gone.
Next. I predicted well before the draft that Saquon Barkley was going to be the rookie of the year. I feel like he's going to be an immediate star. And like I said, on his very first touch, he goes, I don't know, 38 yards, something like that.
Yep.
Do you agree with me that this guy is going to be an immediate star?
I was very late to that hype train for him as a pro. There was something about watching him. This is going to sound insane. He never looked fast on tape to me at Penn State, which I knew wasn't the case. There was just something about the running style. Like, he reminded me of Michael Turner, who is fast, obviously, or was fast. I'm with you now. The burst, the elusiveness. The most impressive thing to me about that run was once he actually got second level, the distance he put between himself and his pursuers to get all that extra yardage.
From Adam Schefter, Khalil Mack, University of Buffalo, still not in Raiders camp. So by not showing up before the first preseason game, which is tonight, Mack will be fined $814,000 per the CBA. It's the latest sign of his unhappiness and his resolve. His holdout continues, no end in sight. The John Gruden era, that's not good. So the question for me becomes, let's ask a crazy little question.
Is Aaron Donald reported yet?
No. Let's ask a crazy little question here that's not going to happen. I know it's only in theory. But if I told you the Steelers could trade Le'Veon Bell straight up for Khalil Mack, would you do it?
Nope.
Why?
Don't believe enough yet in the backups to Le'Veon Bell. Don't care. Well, apparently, if Khalil Mack came here, he would drop into pass coverage like Bud Dupree, because that's what they want these guys doing. No, Le'Veon Bell, for as much grousing as people do, is still more important to them than Khalil Mack would be.
I would take Khalil Mack in a second, in an absolute
starting
second.
Starting running back James Conner?
I don't care who the starting running back is. You have a guy who destroys quarterbacks all of a sudden.
If Khalil Mack had gone to, say, Temple or Indiana or Wisconsin and not Buffalo, you would not say what you're saying.
Of course I wouldn't, but he did go to Buffalo, and he is maybe the best pass rusher in the league. But, of course, the Steelers would get him.
Have you heard of a guy named Bud Dupree?
Yeah, I have heard of him. He only rushes passers if they can't see him. Khalil Mack can rush from both sides. He can tackle a quarterback, even if the quarterback's looking at him. Thank you, Malzy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.